I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. A Christmas Story was a 1983 comedy film based on Gene Shepherd's book, In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. A Christmas Story, the musical, debuted in 2009 at the Kansas City Rep and opened on Broadway 2 years ago. The national tour is now running at the Fox through January the 4th. Maria Knazel is from St. Louis. She's 13 years old. She sings, she dances, and she's part of the cast. Hi, Maria. Welcome to Cityscape.
Hi.
This is your third national tour. You were in Billy Elliot and White Christmas.
I was. Billy Elliot was about 2 years ago, or maybe three, and White Christmas was in 2011.
How long does a typical tour last?
Some tours can last for years, but this tour was about 2 months. It was five cities.
That seems like, when you're 13, that's, I would think a couple of months is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
It would be to me, too. Mm-hmm. So at 13 years old, Maria, is this touring thing old hat to you?
Pretty much. I mean, it's still really fun, just as usual. But this is my third tour, and it's been really fun with this cast, and it's a totally different show than I've done in the past because it's like family friendly. It's fun for the whole family. It's the whole show is great. And Billy Elliot was polar opposite of the show, and then White Christmas was similar, but it was 2 years ago, so I don't really remember it that
much. How was Billy Elliot? And I did see that, and I loved it. How was that total opposite? Do you think
it was? I wouldn't say it was totally family friendly. There was language. It was about It was about mining in Easington, and we were ballet girls. We were poor, and in this show, we are not poor. We're like normal kids, and we go to a good school. And we have like good education, and this is more like cartoonish.
Right,
Billy Elliot was more reality.
Yeah, is one more fun for you than the other, or does it matter?
They're the same.
13, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I remember what I was doing at 13.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
That's funny.
St. Louis must be, since this is a Christmas show, I'm guessing this is the final stop for the tour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So has it been a long tour? I think you were in Dallas maybe right before this?
We were. We were in Dallas for 2 weeks, and we had previews. Well, we had Tech in Owensboro, Kentucky, and then we had one or two previews, and then we went to Appleton, Wisconsin, Memphis, Tennessee, Dallas, and now we're here.
Do you always know where you are when you're on tour? You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
I usually do, but on Billy Elliot, it was really a long tour. I was there for 7 months. I would forget all the time where I was because we'd be moving every week.
Wow. I want to ask you a little bit about your theater background here in St. Louis, but before we do that, let's talk about A Christmas Story first. I have to tell you, and I have to admit right off the top, that although I do own one of those leg lamps, I do have one of those at home.
That's cool.
I've never seen the musical, and I never saw the movie, which came out in, I guess, 1983.
Wow.
And I feel like I'm the only one because it's a favorite for a lot of people.
You're actually not the only one. I've never seen the movie myself.
What?
I need to watch it. I know I need to watch it. I think I saw it when I was, like, really little. The only thing I remember is when Flick got his tongue stuck to the pole. That's the only thing I remember, but I really need to watch it.
That's the dog, right?
No, Flick is...
It's a person.
Yeah, Flick's the kid.
Because there is a dog in the show.
Yeah, there's two.
But wait, I want to go back to that. I can't believe that when you were thinking about auditioning for this, the first thing that you did was not watch the movie. That just seems strange to me.
Well, my mom said, like, hey, do you want to audition for A Christmas Story? I'm like, yeah, of course. And she's like, okay, we'll, like, plan it out. The audition's in a few days. You're going to have to go fly up there. I'm like, okay. So we went, and I was like, you know, I should really watch the movie. But everything happened so quick with, like, the casting and everything. I just never had time, so I need to get to that.
Well, maybe after January 4th, you're going to have some downtime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about the story just a little bit. And since I've never seen it, you need to help kind of fill in the blanks for me. It tells the story of this 9-year-old boy named Ralphie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it set in the 1940s?
Yes, it is.
Right. And so Ralphie has his eyes set on a particular Christmas present.
A Red Ryder Carbine Action BB gun.
Like an air rifle? Is that what they call that?
Yep.
But not everybody wants them to have that, right?
No. Everyone says that you'll shoot your eye out. And every single person, like his teacher, his mom, like his friends even say it. I even say it in a tap number that we do, that we all say that you'll shoot your eye out.
That's kind of like an ongoing joke through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll hear it a lot.
Yeah. And so isn't, does does the stage version, is it like the movie? Isn't there the voice of Ralphie as an adult that's kind of like the narrator through
the
whole thing?
Yeah, it's very similar. My brother is actually like obsessed with the movie right now, and I haven't sat down to watch it, but I've been listening, and I'm like, hey, they say that exact line in the show. So the show has like word for word from the movie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So why does Ralphie want this rifle so bad? What's so special about it?
He wants it because we have this fantasy called Ralphie to the Rescue, and he wants to be like the hero in his story of life. So he wants it so he can like protect his family. He can be the hero of his community.
Mm-hmm. And so his mom didn't want, well, obviously no mom, you know,
yeah.
Moms are watching out for you.
Mm-hmm.
But his teacher's against it, right?
His teacher's against
and
it.
And what about this grumpy Santa Claus?
He's
and it's not
totally,
real Santa Claus, it's a store Santa Claus.
Yes, it's Higby Santa Claus. He's also very against it. Ralphie goes up and he's like, I want a Red Ryder BB gun. And the Santa says, you'll shoot your eye out, kid, ho, 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 and pushes him down the slide.
He ends up getting it, though, right?
He does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot going on. I want to remind people it's the Christmas Story, A Christmas Story,
mm-hmm.
the musical. It's now up and running at the Fox through January the 4th. And if you want more information, be sure and go to our website about that. We're talking with Maria Knazel from A Christmas Story, the musical. And this is St. Louis Public Radio. Maria, talk about, you mentioned a second ago that you're in a big tap number.
Mm-hmm. It's called You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. And that is another thing in the classroom scene. We all write these themes, kind of like they're about what we want for Christmas. So it's kind of like a small book report. And Ralphie writes about that he wants a BB gun. And I write about, you know, a red wagon because I want a red wagon for Christmas. And my friend wants a doll, but Ralphie wants a BB gun. And when he gets it back, he thinks that he's going to get A+. And he gets it, and it's C+. And so when we do that tap number, it's right after that, after he finds out he got a C+. And it's all about teasing him that he'll shoot your eye out.
I was looking at, are you in like all the musical numbers where all the kids are, I guess?
We are.
Are you always the same character? Does that
mm-hmm.
character change? Or
The overture in the very beginning, it's more modern time. So that's just for a split second, though. That's when I just cross the stage, and that's when a Santa ringing his bell, collecting change. And we just cross the stage, we're modern, but then it goes back into the 1940s, and I'm Esther Jane for the rest of the
time. Since I haven't seen it, I want you to tell me about some of these musical numbers. I was looking at the list of them, and some of the names of the songs just kind of caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the first, right after the overture, I think maybe you just mentioned that, Counting Down to Christmas, right?
Yes.
The ensemble's in that. What's mm-hmm. this one that the kids do, When You're a Wimp?
When You're a Wimp is we're heading to school, and we're just heading to school, having a normal day, and then all of a sudden the bullies, Scott Farkas and Grover Dill, pop out and scare us, and then we see Ralphie getting beaten up, and we think we're next. So we this whole musical number about how we're the wimps. This happens every day, but one day we're going to rise above them and get them back.
There's some of that bullying in Billy Elliot, too,
mm-hmm.
right?
There is.
What a Mother Does.
That's a song that the mother sings about everything that she does. She picks up the house. She cleans everything. It's just the necessities that a mother does every day.
Mm-hmm. Sticky Situation. That's another one you kids do.
Yeah, that's when Flick gets his tongue stuck to the pole.
Now, you got to tell me about that.
All right, so it's a triple dog dare, which has never happened before in any of our lives. And Schwartz says he's going through the I dare you, I double dog dare you, and all that stuff. But we never thought a triple dog dare was going to happen. And all of a sudden he says, I triple dog dare you. So now we're like, oh my gosh, he has to do it.
Lick the freezing pole.
Yeah, he has to lick the freezing pole.
And we know what happens when you do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in fourth grade, so we're like, oh, will it stick? Maybe it will. And I'm like excited. I want it to stick. And it does stick. And so we just leave him there for recess, and we go into the classroom, and our teacher, Ms. Shields, is like, where's Flick? Has anybody seen Flick? And we don't say anything. And then after a while, I raise my hand and point to Flick out the window, and then this whole number starts with him trying to get him off the pole.
What about one more? Up on Santa's lap.
That's when we have the Higby Santa, and all the kids get to go on his lap.
This is a mean guy, kind of, huh?
He's pretty mean.
Yeah.
In the beginning, he tries to be peppy and puts on a fake smile, and then towards the end, he's just sick of all of his kids and just ends up pushing us all down the slide.
Santa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned, Maria, that I have that lamp.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people who might not be familiar with that, how does the lamp feature into the story? Is that a gift?
It is a gift. The dad, the old man, he does a crossword puzzle, and he says if he can get this in by tomorrow, he can get either a million, like a giant prize, or a lot of valuable prizes. So he thinks he's going to get all these like big million-dollar things, and then he ends up getting his doorbell rung one day, and he opens a giant wooden box, and he says fragile, but it's actually just fragile, and inside is a leg lamp. So that's how it all comes out. It's his major award.
Have you got one?
I do have one. I have a little one. Yeah, it's not a big size.
There's also a real live animal, a dog in this show.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like working with a dog? And I have dogs, and they don't always do what you tell them to do.
Yeah, we have two Bumpus hounds, and they're very big. And they usually, right now, they're doing pretty well on their track. But sometimes they don't always do the right thing, but they usually cross the stage and do their right for their role.
Have you gotten close to the animals?
Not really. We're not really allowed to go near them because we don't want to mess up them because they're very skittish and they bark a lot.
Yeah. I guess so. I was thinking of one thing that to hear, you know, you're preparing this during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So am I right in assuming that probably in a lot of the scenes you're wearing a hat and a coat and gloves and a scarf and layers and layers of clothes? And I've been on stage. And it can get warm.
Yes,
you know, if you're in shorts, it can get warm.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that like?
In WIMP, we are outside before school. So I'm wearing, in particular, a ton of layers. And so it gets so hot in that. But after that number, we run off stage and we get to pull off our hat, our gloves, our scarves, and our coat. And then we just go on back to the school scene.
So you're 13, so you're in school. So how does it work? This is your third national tour.
Yeah.
And plus you've done a lot of other things I want to ask you about in the minutes we have remaining. So how does all that work with school?
Well, this is my first tour I've done at my school, Visitation Academy. And so my teachers were a little worried starting off. They're like, oh my gosh, how is she going to handle all this? But it's worked out really well because they just send me work every day. And we have tutoring like 3 to 4 hours every day, 5 days a week.
Really?
And so, yeah, I do that pretty much independently. But we have two tutors that help us. And then when I'm done with it, I send it back. And when I'm done with the unit, they send me the test.
We're talking with Maria Knazel, who's in A Christmas Story, the musical. Well, at your age, I'm sure you must have an adult that travels with you. Would that be your mom?
My mom came for a little bit, but I was mostly with Mindy Poon, who's my friend's mom, who's also on the tour with me, and Sarah Ludloff. She came for a few days.
Let's talk about the beginnings. You were a Muni kid. I can't tell
I
you.
Was.
I can't tell you. Maybe you can't tell me how many Muni shows you were in. Dozens, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was in 13 main Muni productions, but I've done hundreds of Muni kids.
When did you start that?
2009.
Wow. What were some of your favorites that you remember?
My first role was Gretel in The Sound of Music, and then I was like a little feature. I was a sad girl in Bye Bye Birdie, which it was a really big tap number, and that was really fun. And I was young Fiona in Shrek, and this year I was Debbie in Billy Elliot.
Mm-hmm. Recently, didn't you do something with, was it The Rep or Stages?
Stages. I did Fiddler on the Roof. I was Bielka.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's almost a full-time job auditioning, isn't it?
It is. You just go from audition to audition, and you hope you get a role, and 1 in 100 chances you do.
Oh, it's less than that, isn't it?
Maybe.
Well, how old were you when you did your first thing? Do you remember? I mean, non-professionally.
Non-professional. I think I was probably 5 or 6. It was either Annie or The Lion King. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which community theater it was.
Well, does this run in your family or your parents or anybody?
My mom sings. My mom's actually a pretty good singer. She doesn't really do it anymore. But my brothers, they do not want to do musical theater whatsoever. They're sports.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, do you go to their games and do they go to your show?
Yeah, they go to my shows. And I sometimes go to their swim meets and triathlons and stuff.
What's it like traveling in a show like this and when you're in an ensemble with a bunch of other young people? I would imagine that you form some pretty close relationships over time.
Yeah, this cast has like become my family. There's only 4 of us girls, but I've become really close with the other boys who are like my age and some of the adults as well.
Mm-hmm. Are any of them from around here or not?
Ellie Poon, she was born here, and she spent a few years here, and then she moved to New York.
Well, you know, when you're in St. Louis one day, and Dallas, and Owensboro, and wherever it is, do you have time when you're in different cities to, between rehearsing, performing, and doing your schoolwork, Are you able to explore the towns or the cities where you are? Do you have any time
to do
that?
We are, like a little bit. Not really in Owensboro. I mean, there's not really much to see in Owensboro, but we had tech all day.
I've been there. I know that, Maria.
Yeah. But in Dallas, we did go to the JFK, and we went to where he was assassinated. So that was cool to see that.
Must be kind of fun, though, to end up this tour at home.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's really fun.
You don't have to get on a bus or anything. You're here.
Nope. I'm here.
Yeah. What else do you like to do? I read that you enjoy accents. For one thing.
I do many accents. In Billy Elliot, we had like a UK accent.
Do it for me.
What do you want me to say? I don't know what to say. What should I say?
Say, Cityscape is the best radio show you've ever heard.
Cityscape? Okay. Cityscape is the best radio show ever.
That's the best accent I ever heard. And you like anything on wheels, I understand. And you are...
I love wheels, yeah.
You've tackled a unicycle?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually working on that still. And then I love my Ripstick, too. It's like kind of, it's our harder version of a skateboard, but it's really fun.
Uh-huh. Well, you're only 13.
Yeah.
You've got a long life ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you set any goals or long-term plans?
I don't really have any goals or plans, I guess. Just kind of continue with this and, yeah, go from there.
Doesn't your mom say stuff like, you got to go to college?
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to go there.
I guess it's obvious what you'd probably want to major in.
Yeah, musical theater. And I have a disabled brother who has autism,
So
I might want to do something with that, like musical therapy or something.
Wow, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
A Christmas Story, the musical, is now up and running at the Fox through January the 4th, various times and days. If you'd like more information, please go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the Fox's website. We've been talking with Maria Knazel. She's from St. Louis. She's an actress, a singer, and a dancer, and she's part of the cast. And Maria, we wish you the best of luck. It's been so much fun meeting you.
Thank you,
and continued success.
Yeah, thank you.
And have a great holiday and all that.
Yeah, you too.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Christian Schaefer of the Riverfront Times shares some holiday music that has St. Louis ties. This is St. Louis Public Radio.